Hello and welcome to BSN Extra. I'm your host, Jason Barfield. We're talking food today. We have Lamar Jones from the Jank coming in studio. He's going to talk about the new Bearcat barbecue sauce, what his process was to develop it, and mainly where you can go find it. Russell Martinez is also going to be in, and we're going to be joined by him in just a second as we talk about the branding options that are out there and where are some spots where you can find some new Bearcat gear. He's going to run all of that down for you in just a moment here on BSN Extra.
CUSA Insider is the official podcast of Conference USA. Whether you're a diehard alum, a devoted CUSA fan, or a casual sports enthusiast, this podcast is designed with you in mind. We bring you exclusive interviews with athletes, coaches, and insiders, shedding light on the stories and happenings from around the league. Subscribe to CUSA Insider on Apple, Spotify, or Amazon Music, or watch the show on YouTube. CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA.
And welcome back to BSN Extra. Jason Barfield here, and I am now joined by Russell Martinez. And Russell, we're talking barbecue sauce today, but I want to get into some other stuff as well. We're going to have Lamar Jones in from the Jank later on in the show and have him talk about really his journey and how this all came about. And but, you know, from your side of things, you know, as we're kicking off this school year, we're kicking off this athletic season, and we're doing it with the unveiling of the barbecue sauce kickoff event at HEB this weekend. So it's really all starting to get out there. I know you're ready for this to be out there, but just talk to me a little bit about what this process was like of getting not just the flavor profile but just the relationship and the partnership itself with Lamar and with the Jank.
Sure. Well, Jason, thank you for having me. The process of getting Lamar and his company on board actually began with CLC. Our representatives there are always on the lookout for new opportunities for the university. They know I'm interested in consumable products. They approached me with a company out of McAllen, Texas. Said there's a guy that's done some stuff for UTRGV, UTEP, may be interested in doing stuff for Sam Houston. So it led to an informal discussion about Lamar, his company, and his vision for, you know, connecting with the university. For him, it was very important that his values aligned with the university. And that's one of the things that I think I appreciate the most out of this entire process is that Lamar is a Bearcat now. And it's something that he really wants to embrace. So when he invests himself and his company, he truly invests himself. So the process was really something that took several months to go through. There were the discussions of, you know, what does your profile look like? Let's talk about the region. Let's talk about your alumni. Let's talk about who Sam Houston was. And then it evolved into a broader discussion of flavor profiles. We brought some folks together and said, you know, when you're thinking of barbecue sauce, what are the things that it hit? We had people, I want it on fire. I want it to be sweet. I want it to be vinegary. So we had to mold our thoughts into his product. We did a survey amongst faculty, staff, students, alumni. I think it was over 1,500.
Let's see, how many people got involved in that survey?
Yeah, we had, I don't remember exactly how large the database was, but I think we had over 1,500 respondents. And yeah, we had some initial ideas about what a flavor profile could be, and we built that in addition to some other profiles as well. Ironically, it came back to what we had originally. I think the uniqueness of the pecan, the citrus, you know, and the citrus, you have to, I mean, we're orange and white. It was too easy.
So that's the citrus tie-in.
That's the citrus tie-in.
It's the orange.
Yeah,
so obviously, there's literally orange in the barbecue sauce.
Yeah. We don't have groves here or anything like that. So yeah, it was our school color that tied into that. And anybody that knows me knows that I'm orange and white is near and dear to me. And if there was a way that we could actually build that in, then that was just an opinion I had. Lamar's the expert. We wanted to hear what our alumni and students, faculty, and staff said. And so their opinions outweighed mine, actually. I didn't want to put my thumb on the scale. I wanted to let the voices kind of dictate this, and it just seemed to line up that's the way it turned out.
So how was that conversation then with Lamar as you get the surveys, you put everything together, and you say, this is what we want to do. What was his response to that? Kind of what was his reaction? And then as y'all went through the process, what was that like?
You know, the fun thing about Lamar, nothing surprises him. So I had kind of, he never told me whether he was kind of you know, looked at me funny whenever I talked about orange. But he fully embraced it. I think he looked at it as a challenge. It wasn't something, because he's developed product for UTRGV. He's developed product for UTEP. Those are different profiles. They're hot. Habanero, I think it's Habanero Serrano and Hatch is what they base theirs on. So there's a hotter intensity there. When we had our initial discussions, you know, we considered Chipotle. We considered some other pepper flavors. And he said, you know what's going to work with this? It's black pepper. And I'm like, you're the expert. You run with it. I threw you an orange curve. So let's see if you can figure it out. And the process was cool because I got an initial bottle and I'm like, well, this is interesting. Let's see what he does next.
Yeah.
And as the process went through, we brought in, we had a taste test on campus. He went to his colleagues in the industry and said, hey, what do you think about this? And with all that additional input, was able to fine tune to where we are now. And I admitted to him the other day, this small bottle right here lasted me one full pork sandwich. I used the whole thing on it. So it is a unique flavor. But more than that, the process, the developing the relationship between Lamar and not only myself, but the university, Mr. Analytics, everybody he's brought to the table, everybody we brought to the table, has been one of the most enjoyable experiences I've had in my role here at SAM.
And so, you know, the kickoff event taking place at HEB, another partner that's been so big for Sam Houston over the years. I mean, one of the, if not the first corporate partner to really get on board and embrace Sam Houston from the beginning. How big is it that this partnership ties in with HEB?
Oh, it's huge because there's so many other opportunities. You know, one thing I didn't mention is that the JANK is now a corporate sponsor of Bearcat Athletics. So having that additional tie-in and that additional connection to HEB. Now, my vision may be a little bit different than everybody else's, but they align with Tailgate. They align with their sponsorship of in support of Bearcat Athletics. Having that product, this bottle on the shelves in a store like HEB is huge. The connection that is drawn not only between Sammy Bearcat and the university, but now Sammy Bearcat and HEB, the JANK and HEB, it all builds nicely together. And so for me, the ultimate goal, if I get a consumable product, I say, can you carry it in HEB? Not that that's the determining factor, but this is the second product, a branded product we now have in HEB. So HEB has always been a great partner. And to have this new venture into consumable product with such a great company represent the university, it's ideal.
And so, you know, that's a good transition here as we talk about consumable products. And I know that's been something that's been big for you. And you know, you're seeing it more in not just college, but I mean, pro sports are doing it. You know, everybody's doing it. As I travel, when I go to different ballparks, when I go to different campuses, that's one of the things I look for. You know, if you've got a branded product, I'm probably going to buy it. And I try to collect that stuff. And so I know that's been something big for you. And as you know, as this university has transitioned into FBS and has kind of has that bigger profile, that bigger, you know, the bigger picture in terms of a national landscape, how big has this really 3-year transition been for you to be able to get Sam Houston in the door in some of these areas where maybe that wasn't available in the past?
Yeah, prior to FBS, I don't want to say it was difficult, but it was challenging. You know, all of our fans, as they should, want us to be on the name product. Well, you know, I would have conversations with CLC all the time. Set up the meetings, please. It was a little more challenging when we were FCS because it's a different level.
You have to have a willing partner.
You have to have a willing. Oh, absolutely. Because unless they're willing to step out there and do it for you, you know, they're taking a risk. It's a financial risk on them. But you know, moving up to FBS has opened up other opportunities. We're on the radar now. The inclusion in EA Sports, that the bringing back of that video game, is huge. In fact, I think it was last year where Delaware and Missouri State, their first time in the game, were able to set up challenges for their fan base. And it generated, I think, from Missouri State, $100,000 in new revenue just by engaging in that game, playing as Missouri State. So I know that Raven is setting up something very similar here. So I encourage our fans to play Sam Houston on the EA Sports game and help generate some revenue for the university that way. But
I'm going to hold just a second. I'm going to clip that. I am going to give that to my wife and just say that I am now required to play NCAA on the PlayStation. So when she asks me why you're still playing, I'm going to say, listen, I've been told that this is something I have to do for work.
Yeah,
so
I can expect a phone call.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, absolutely. Anything I can do to help, you know, because I tried playing the game. And it was a disaster. So I'm going to let those who are more adept at playing the game play it. But you know, seeing Sam Houston, because what they've done is they've taken Bauer Stadium, even now with the new press box, they've taken it. It's in the game. Last week, I think we launched, or EA Sports launched, the Sammy mascot in the game. Seeing the university represented on such a high platform, I mean, who would have thought that would have happened? But here we are.
You know, we've talked about consumable products. Yeah. Is there anything else? I mean, obviously, we're kicking off the barbecue sauce, but, you know, what else can we possibly be looking at? Any surprises that you can talk to us about?
Well, you know, my ultimate goal is chips and salsa, but we're not there yet. But I am excited about an opportunity we have with a new grilling spice in partnership with Rio Spice and Seasoning just north of Huntsville, Bearcat Grilling Spice. Not ready to fully launch that just yet, but I can say that that is coming. So excited about that. You know, the it will be my last dying breath to get chips and sauce on an HEB with Sammy's face on it. But you know, we're looking at coffee. We are constantly looking at things that make sense for the university, and if it makes sense and it aligns with our values, then it's something that we'll pursue. Because my idea when I sit down and visit with CLC about this is I think of a tailgating package. What all, if I make one stop at a store, what all can I pick up and I bring it in a bag or a basket or a cart? Everything's branded Bearcat. No more you can ask for that.
Sammy's face on everything at the tailgate.
Sammy's face on everything at the tailgate. But aside from consumables, you know, there is a process that we go through, and a lot of it is about relationship building. And so whenever I have an opportunity, like at the annual seminar of CLC, I seek opportunities to meet with these vendors and talk to them about the good things at Sam Houston. It's helped develop into some new opportunities for us. So we've got some really exciting things coming up in the merchandise. Not only are we getting some new things in consumable, but merchandise as well.
I was going to talk about the licensed product in general. I think we're seeing more of that out there. Obviously, the James Avery thing was just released, and that was, you know, that had a ton of responses to that. But you know, you're seeing more and more of this. So just if you can, just kind of dive into that process and getting more of the licensed products out there.
Well, you know, the process again is just about building relationships, letting them know that we're interested. And it's interesting to know, well, the response back from them is, we wanted to talk to Sam Houston. I'm like, I've been here. And so using the seminar and using CLC to help open the door for us is huge. You know, our fans have talked for some time about Peter Millar. We've got Peter Millar coming on. People have talked about Homefield Vintage Apparel. Homefield will launch on September 9th.
And Vintage Apparel is huge now.
In fact, there is a channel specifically for vintage within CLC. So you have companies that specialize in that. Now, we haven't set that up. We just run through our regular channels. But there's my goal with vintage is to eventually get in the College Vault program through CLC. It's amazing. And I'm a sucker for all the old stuff. And so whenever you can see some of our old marks, and I'm talking, when we worked with Homefield, we went way back, turned all the archives over to them and said, y'all pick, y'all know what works. And I've seen some preliminary things. And so I think our fans are going to be excited to know about that. But there, you know, there's all kinds of companies that have lined up with us. One that comes to mind is Bakari Boots, custom boots for men and women. They're mostly online. So a lot of times it's just, let's Google, you know, Sam Houston Bearcat Apparel and see what comes up. And that's not very efficient. So what we're hoping to do is after the first of the year, create a webpage on the university website where I'm able to not necessarily highlight licensees and new product that's coming out, but be more, I guess, available to what we have out there.
Because so almost kind of a central site, a central location where if you say, I want something Sam Houston, and maybe you don't know exactly what you want,
yeah,
there can be a centralized spot where fans can go and say, okay, look, I can get some boots. I can grab the shirt. I love that hat.
Yep.
And kind of have one central spot for that.
Yeah, exactly. And the more we're able to do that, the more opportunities will come from some of these partners, like No Rivals. They had a couple of things for us, but then I started seeing them on LinkedIn and Instagram and Facebook with their sports mascots on caps, their different word marks on caps. So I reached out to them, and they're in Texas. And I said, what's your level of interest for doing more with Sam Houston? They said, hey, send us what you got. So I turned over the full art sheet to them and said, run with it. And so look for expanded line on No Rivals. Concho Hats, we've lined up with them. It's amazing that when one company does it, it gets the attention of the other companies. They're like, hey, us too. And so, you know, a lot of peer-to-peer pressure going on there to add us to the list. And, you know, the more exposure the university gets, either through nationally televised games, that puts more of attention on the university itself. And then that makes these companies want to align with us and put our product out there.
And I'm about to say, you know, if you just look at the difference between now and even 5 years ago when, you know, the team, I mean, was out there a lot making an FCS national championship run, it's still night and day now compared to, you know, I mean, I know back in the past you were having to fight the Etsy shop days. And and I know that's still a thing. And that's still out there, and you know, and it's a battle, but it feels like more and more it is name brand companies that are coming on board and offering quality products where you don't have to go, where fans don't have to scour the internet looking for good products, that it's there now, it's licensed, and there's more and more to choose from.
Absolutely. And you know, the big stores will carry a certain level of product. We're working with CLC to get us in some more of the specialty shops, particularly up and down the I-45 corridor where our alumni base are, particularly with, you know, some of the new product that we're adding that may not go into a big box store, but may go to a more specialty line. But if just in the past 3 years, we're now involved in the conversations now. And so, in fact, this most recent seminar, I walked in and said, you got 5 minutes to get to your meeting with LIDS. That's never happened before. And so we had a long, in-depth conversation with you know, what is it that they could do to help bring new product in, you know, for the bookstore, the new team store at the stadium. So we're working to try to get some new things in there as well. So some of the products that I've mentioned earlier, you'll see in there. Some of them you'll see online. Some of them you'll see in the store. But what we hope is that once we are able to really centralize this information, it'll be easier to find, and not everybody's having to hunt and find, because you can accidentally stumble upon some things that's not officially licensed.
Yeah.
And you can tell it.
Yeah. And I think that's key too, as these other companies are coming aboard and they are creating high quality products, it becomes more noticeable.
Yeah.
And you see the value in buying from these companies that are putting their time and efforts into creating good quality stuff. I think it develops that channel for fans to go to, as opposed to just finding anything that might be out there.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, one thing to keep in mind is that anytime officially licensed product is purchased, a percentage of that price does come back to the university. And that's the part of being an officially licensed vendor with the university, is that we do get something back. They're paying to use our brand. They're also paying us when consumers purchase the product. And so when it's not officially licensed, it's a violation of brand policy. We don't have control over the integrity of the brand, and the university is not getting the revenue back. And so there's a lot of reasons, obviously, not to go with the unofficial license stuff. But I know CLC works very hard on infringement and enforcement. I've been known to submit a report or two in my career. But, you know, to your point, the more vendors we add, we line up, there's going to be something for everybody. And so if folks will just be patient, continue to give us their ideas. I hear all the chats and see all the discussions. We want to continue to add, when it makes sense, we want to continue to add vendors and product to our lineup that our fans want. And so that's the fun part of my job. It does take time, and patience is paid off. Patience, you know, James Avery, I heard about James Avery several years ago, and I'm like, just be patient. We're going to get there, and here we are. You know, I failed to mention Horn Legend. Horn Legend has a really cool product. They make polos and higher end apparel, and they will customize it. And what I mean by that is one of their polos that they have is a football play shirt.
Okay.
And so my goal is to get our play that won us the national championship designed and put on a silhouetted shirt. So I'll get that done. I just need somebody to draw the play up for me.
We'll see if we can get that done on that.
I'll do that.
We'll see what we can do on that. Well, we're going to bring Lamar Jones on here in just a second from the Jank to talk about the barbecue sauce. Any last thoughts from you just kind of about the sauce, about the process, and about just this partnership with Lamar and his company, the Jank?
Yeah, I think we're very fortunate to have entered into a partnership with Lamar. I'm going to have a friend long after I'm gone from this position at Sam Houston, and Lamar Jones and Mr. Analytics. Two of the greatest guys you'd ever want to meet. I'm excited about this public launch. You know, we did a soft launch not too long ago. Feedback's been very good. I'm excited to see what happens tomorrow when folks walk into HEB and see a tower of barbecue sauce.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Lamar Jones from the Jank will be in here to talk about his barbecue sauce right here on BSN Extra.
CUSA Insider is the official podcast of Conference USA. Whether you're a diehard alum, a devoted CUSA fan, or a casual sports enthusiast, this podcast is designed with you in mind. We bring you exclusive interviews with athletes, coaches, and insiders, shedding light on the stories and happenings from around the league. Subscribe to CUSA Insider on Apple, Spotify, or Amazon Music, or watch the show on YouTube. CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA.
And welcome back to BSN Extra. We're now joined by Lamar Jones from the Jank. And Lamar, great to have you in the studio.
Man, it's great to be in the studio, Jason. I love it, man. Love the energy.
You're doing your Huntsville tour this weekend, getting the new barbecue sauce out there. You guys are going to be out at HEB. But first off, I just kind of want to get into you a little bit and just kind of talk to me a little bit about your journey and how you got to where the Jank is your brand and what you guys are doing there.
Awesome, man. I appreciate it. Well, first of all, we got to understand what the Jank is, right? So the Jank is a term that me and a really good friend of mine used, Cam, whenever we were trying to describe something that was just so awesome, so dope, we didn't have a word to describe it. It was the Jank. Okay. So that was like a no-brainer. When I actually started making the sauce, I was like, okay, I know what I'm going to call this thing. It's going to be the Jank. So it started there. In terms of the story in general, HEB's played a huge role in, you know, us getting to this point, because HEB does a contest every year. It was at the time, it was the Primo Pick contest, where they select the top 25 products in the state. We end up being, you know, selected for that competition. Actually, the second year that I entered, didn't win anything in the competition. But a week after the competition, we got a phone call saying, hey, we want to do business with you. And that's how the HEB journey started. Fast forward, you know, 10 years later, we have an opportunity to, you know, to sit down with Sam Houston State and Mr. Russell Mann, and we're here now.
So talk to me about, your journey. Like, you know, as you're growing up, is this something you wanted to do? Is it just something that happened in the backyard one day and a couple guys sitting around saying, you know what we ought to do?
Man, never even crossed my mind that I would be running a barbecue sauce business. Now, I did grow up around women that cook, right? So my godmother was one of those people that really played a significant role in just me being around in the kitchen. She catered. I knew at a very early age what I liked to eat. You know, I knew what good food tastes like down in South Florida, Miami. So that was one of those things. When I actually came to South Texas, because I'm a musician that fell into the barbecue sauce thing. So that's why I say barbecue sauce was nowhere in the plans. So I moved to South Texas doing a concert back in 2008. From that, I was getting tired of not being able to find some variety in the food, because down in South Texas, Rio Grande Valley, if you're familiar with that area at all, 17 years ago, not a whole lot of variation and difference in like the different foods. You had Whataburger, you had great Mexican restaurants. Don't get me wrong, great Never had a breakfast taco until I moved down to South Texas. So I put on about 50 pounds easily the first year or so that I was there. But every time I made barbecue sauce, when I bought it, I always had to put something in it. So that eventually turned into, hey, you know, this is pretty good. What you doing with it? From that point, now I'm thinking to myself, you know, what if, you know what I mean? I know that the market is saturated. I've never run a business up until that point. But what if? And that's what made me start to look at different avenues and options to either fund it or just figure out how to actually get it done. And that's where it started.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the kind of the response like from like the friends and family and everything like that when you're like, hey, so this is what I'm about to start doing?
There you go. Well, that was surprising. Well, not really surprising, because literally I was making it for me. I didn't care if anybody liked it. I think that's probably what helped, because when they did say, hey, I don't really like it, it was like, okay, it's just more for me. So I really wasn't stressed about if people liked it. But surprisingly, I got a pretty good response from friends, family. And that's one of those things, like I said, that made me actually start thinking about, man, maybe this is something I can actually pursue, and maybe I can actually turn this into a product.
Could you have ever imagined that journey has led you to where you are now with the company?
Great question, man. Still to this day, there's moments where I sit back, and I was actually just having a conversation in the car with Mr. Analytics that, you know, it's crazy how you look back and a barbecue sauce has gotten us into a lot of rooms that we probably normally wouldn't be in. So says a lot about, you know, just the love and the passion that we put into the product in general, man.
So connecting with a college brand is kind of a unique step. How did that begin for you? How did you start getting connected with, you know, promoting universities and kind of tying your sauce to their brand?
Gotcha, man. Another great question. So going back to, so with the Jank, we have something where we need to always do good business no matter what. And relationships are very important to, you know, us as a business, as a person, as a brand. So it was a situation where I actually had done a lot of work with a friend of mine at another local college down in South Texas, which was South Texas College. I used to DJ as well. Like I say, the music is the background. I used to DJ and perform. And I knew a person there that ended up years later working for UTRGV, which was the first licensed product that we did. She started working with them. They were looking to do a barbecue sauce as a branded product. They already had some other stuff prior to that. And I just happened to be in the right place at the right time. She said, hey, you know what? I know a guy. Made the introduction, went in, had that conversation, came back with some samples like the next week, and we started moving from there. So that was the first one that kicked off in terms of the collegiate, you know, licensing and going in that route. Yes, sir.
So then how did Sam Houston come on the table for you? How did this partnership that got us to the barbecue sauce we see on the table here, what was that process like?
Awesome, man. So after UTRGV, University of Texas El Paso kind of came aboard, and then Sam Houston State happened. And it was really just a matter, if I'm not mistaken, it was just the visibility of the other collegiate licensed like products. So they saw those and was like, okay, you know what, we would like to do something like that too. But the process with Russell, man, was amazing. Like we got a chance to sit down with him and just to see his excitement about, you know, possibly having a product, and all of the ideas and energy that he brought to the table made the process really fun, you know what I mean, going through it. So in terms of the flavor, right, we have a smoked pecan citrus, which is unique. It's probably the only thing, and to be honest with you, at first glance, when Russell brought it up, right, because that was his pecan citrus is what he wanted to do. So I said, okay, let's add some smoke to it. So the smoked pecan citrus, but I can't take credit for the actual flavor. Now, once he gave us the idea and the flavor that he wanted to go with, now it's my job to take it into the lab, actually start putting the flavors together to have it, you know, taste like something. Because if I'm not going to eat it, I'm not going to put it out. And it has to be, you know, has to be something good. And that's where we went. So that process and him coming up with that and allowed us to, you know, really put that together. And it was something unique. And so far, the feedback has been, like, amazing on that flavor. And that just when you hear the name, smoked pecan citrus, it's like, oh, what is that?
Yeah, it's very unique.
Yeah.
It's a unique blend. And so as you're going through the process and you're putting it together, just kind of when you look at, you know, version one of this barbecue sauce to where you got to what's in the bottle now, what was that evolution like?
Oh, man. So just starting out, you come up with something. So the hardest part of it, I think, initially was finding the right pecan accent to utilize in the barbecue sauce, whether that was going to be oil, smoke, actual pecans, whatever. But I had to look at it from a standpoint of, are we going to be able to mass produce this? So once I was able to figure out, okay, this is the type of smoke that we're going to use, or the pecan that we're going to use for the flavor, that made it a little easier in the process. But we probably went through about 3 to 5 variations of this product before we did a real intimate sampling here at the university some months back as well. And then we did any tweaks or any fine tuning that we needed to do happen there. But that was about the process of what it took to get to this finished product that we have right here.
So when you talk about, you know, when you're working on a sauce, you're working on a product, and mm-hmm. it's got to meet your standards.
Mm-hmm.
Describe to me kind of what, you know, what is your standard? What, you know, what is that feeling when you're like, I know I got it, or how many times did you have to go through it and say, nope, this isn't it, this isn't it?
Well, the great thing about that part is when you're cooking sauce in the kitchen, right, you can smell if it's where it needs to be. It's just, you do it so much, you're just that tuned into the process. And then obviously the first taste, right, you say, okay, this meets my standards. Me personally, I grew up down in South Florida, Hollywood and Miami. You don't think of barbecue when you think South Florida. That's not what comes to mind. But we barbecue all the time down there. You never go to a barbecue in South Florida and there's not sauce. I'm more on the thicker side. I'm more on the sweeter side. You know, tomato, molasses, honey, brown sugar. I like a thicker sauce. I'm not really a fan of the watered down sauces.
Mm-hmm.
So standard-wise, it has to be a certain thickness. I like the sauce to stick to the meat. You know what I mean? I don't want to put it on the meat and it run off into the grill. So all of those things are some of those standards, and just utilizing quality ingredients too, right, throughout the process. I'm not cutting corners to get what I want. It's going to be what it is, and it's going to be something that I like. So I'm really making it to my taste. It just so happened that a few other people said, hey, you know what? This is pretty good.
Now, you know how Texans are with barbecue.
For sure.
And so you know, when you're building that feedback and you're getting, you know, stuff, how much did you think about, okay, I'm making this for Texans. I'm making this for a different part of Texas than where I am. How much of that played into your process of developing this?
Great thing about that is it didn't play a part in it. I told you, like, when I was doing it for me, so I didn't care if anybody liked it. Once people started saying, hey, this is pretty good, again, I'm thinking about it. But what actually helped is being down in the Rio Grande Valley. For those that are not familiar with it, when you say barbecue in the Rio Grande Valley, it's usually just meat and, you know, sauce. It might be some pico de gallo. Like, it's more about the meat and grilling the meat. Barbecue sauce is not a big thing. So down there, when it started to kind of gain some traction and people were actually, you know, liking the sauce and gravitated to it, it was like, if this is happening in a place where they really don't do barbecue sauce, then that should be a pretty good telltale sign of what it'll do in some places that actually, you know, indulge in barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what has been the early reaction to this? You know, so the product's gotten out there a little bit, so people have had a chance to sample it. What sort of feedback have you gotten back on?
Man, you know, there's been some bottles missing. You know, I had a lady that was a part of the pre-order that had some shipped down to Florida, said she wished that she had ordered more, right? Because you know, with barbecue sauce, you it's always a hit or miss, right? You go into a store, you buy a barbecue sauce, you really never know what you're going to get until you actually try it. So that I'm big on allowing people to try it. So once you try it, I like our odds in terms of you being able to and wanting to, you know, purchase it again or use it again, because it is different. No corn syrup, gluten-free, no MSG, so it is on the cleaner side of products. That's what you're going to get in the product. So you taste that immediately. You can literally taste the difference as soon as you taste it.
And so you touched on this a little bit earlier, but, you know, I want to dive in a little bit more about, you know, the HEB side of this and, you know, getting to do the kickoff at HEB here in Huntsville. And, you know, you get to be there as it's unveiled to the community.
Yeah.
How exciting is that for you?
Man, this is very exciting, man. This is something we've been working on for months. So this is months in the making, almost a year, if I'm not mistaken. So we really put a lot of time into it. So it's always exciting for me. For one, it never gets old seeing my product on the shelf, because I always can revert back and remember to when I was making, you know, 24 bottles at a time in my kitchen, and it took me 8 hours to do so. Right. So to see it on the shelf is always amazing. Being in the store, being able to meet people, you know, shake hands, actually get people's reaction, people being able to meet the creator behind the product that they genuinely, you know, like and support. That's always fun, you know, being on that side. So it's, for lack of a better word, it's exciting. It never gets old. I'm really excited to be partnered with Sam Houston State and launching this product at HEB. It's a big deal, man. I'm excited about it.
And that's where I was actually going to close with this, the partnership with Sam Houston.
Yeah.
And you know, getting in another door, getting in another avenue. How big can this be for you, for your company, as you continue to grow and build both your brand and now partnering with Sam Houston's brand? How big is this?
Great question, man. So this is, you know, from the time that I made the decision to actually pursue a barbecue sauce business, I'm crazy enough to dream big. I've always said that, you know, global brand is what I wanted to do. So, you know, being able to partner again with University Sam Houston State, you know, there's a history behind everything. And, you know, schools are not very privy in terms of allowing anybody to brandish their, you know, brand, right? So the fact that we're able to partner with universities, you know, Sam Houston State, understanding the level of just a cosign, you know, of a huge university, the people it exposes it to, and just being able to put out a great product, you know, is huge. So global brand is still the goal in terms of what I want to do with this thing, and moving at this rate, finding this niche that we're kind of in with the universities. There's not many people doing this type of stuff. I think this is definitely putting us on the right track and on the right trajectory in terms of where we want to go with the product.
All right. Lamar Jones from The Jank, appreciate you coming by. I'm excited about this. I may throw a pork butt on the smoker.
Hey, there you go.
This weekend and give it a good run through there.
Good. So. Pulled pork, ribs, burgers, chicken, dipping your fries. It's versatile. I have to call it a barbecue sauce because I couldn't call it an everything sauce. But you literally can put it on just about everything. Watch your fingers.
Love it. I'm ready to dive into it. So, Lamar, appreciate you coming by again. You can find it in HEB. It kicks off this weekend. And, you know, get out, find the product. And
Saturday,
absolutely.
11 to 2.
Yes.
Huntsville HEB.
So get out to HEB in Huntsville and then start looking for it in your local HEBs.